Hello, we are the Morons Who Try to Talk Good. My name is Caitlin in California.
And I'm Sam in California.
Ah!
And we're in the same room.
Same room. Ugh.
It's amazing.
Reunited and it feels so good.
I'm touching your shoulder.
Touching our shoulder.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
we have to take a picture and post it on our
Instagram.
At Morons Podcast.
At Morons Podcast.
And I can also take that picture and put it on Twitter.
At Morons Podcast.
Huzzah.
We are back.
We are back.
It's good to be back.
Without
good
a
to be
deal.
Here. Without a deal. Yeah. Duh. She's never here.
Yep. Drinking tea and just...
Yeah. Loving life.
Loving life.
All right. So today we are going to talk a lot about Harry Potter. No spoilers, though.
No spoilers.
Spoiler free. And I'm kind of a noob with Harry Potter.
And I am obsessed.
And Sam knows a lot about Harry Potter, so we thought this would be kind of interesting.
And fun fact, Caitlin has never taken the official Pottermore Hogwarts test, so we're going to find out what half she's in. But before we get into all that, we have some...
Doctor Who news! Okay, I know, it's been a while. We've only been talking about class the last, like, how many months?
Too many months.
So we finally have some Doctor Who news. So... About a week ago, a clip was released from the Christmas special, which will be the first episode of Doctor Who in a year. Oh, I'm like really feeling it.
I've been waiting.
I've been really feeling...
I'm feeling deprived.
Deprived. Like, I came home and I was like, I just want to watch Doctor Who. Where's Doctor Who? I want to watch it.
I'm like a dog that hasn't been pet in like 3 months.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a really weird...
It's weird.
...comparison.
I just want to watch Doctor Who. So, clip for the Christmas special. The special's called The Return of Dr. Mysterio,
which
I love.
Oh, lordy.
So we just finished watching the clip.
Caitlin, this is her second time watching it. This is the first time I watched it. If you'd like to also hear what we're talking about, or watch about what we're talking about, take a quick pause, check out our Twitter.
Yeah, we'll post
at Morons Podcast and watch the video. Pause. And okay, you're back. Cool, let's talk about it.
All right. So, in this clip, we have Doctor running through a building with this person. Her name was Lucy, and she seems like she's going to be, like, a one-off, like, one-episode companion, it kind of seems like. She's a reporter. And then we run into Nardole, who Sam loves.
I love, love, love,
love. Love Nardole. And it looks like they got into some trouble, and they're
some
just, like,
serious trouble.
Just running, and then this bad guy comes over, and he's like, whoa, what you doing over there? And then out on the window, they hear a knocking, and they're like, what? This is the 100th floor. And there's the superhero guy whose name was The Ghost.
The Ghost.
The Ghost.
Which is the, like, okay, I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it seem like, ooh, because he's floating.
Yeah.
And with the snap of his fingers, he can break a glass pane of glass where the guy said, oh, this glass can survive the blast of 4 nuclear explosives, which seems a bit excessive.
Yeah,
for glass.
Yeah.
But, I mean, okay, so they're trying to do it like Superman, you know, there's the reporter, kind of like Lois Lane.
Yeah.
Lucy, Lois. Probably going to have a hookup on that one.
Yep.
But he had, like, the same, like, kind of look and style of Batman.
Yeah.
Like, dark, really dark clothes, and he's like, I don't hurt people, or I don't kill people, I just injure them severely, basically, which is what Batman does. So it's, I don't know. The whole time I'm watching it, like, my head is just turning more and more at an angle, like, huh?
Yeah.
Say what?
It's true. Huh? The whole time Sam was like, what? What? What?
I was so confused the entire time.
So, are we looking forward to this? Seeing how what happens?
I want to see what happens, but I don't know, like,
it's something they haven't done before, though.
Oh, that's for sure.
They haven't done a superhero story.
No, they have not.
So I think that's what I'm looking forward to, is seeing how they make it, how, like, aliens and, like, the supernatural and sci-fi elements go into...
Well, Superman is an alien.
That's true. Okay. I'm interested to see how much of sci-fi elements get put into this superhero story.
Should be interesting.
So I think it'll be an interesting Christmas special.
Interesting. Doesn't necessarily mean good.
It could be good, though. We don't know. We've only seen a 2-minute clip of it.
2-minute clip. Very true.
We have...
That was so vague. Although
it was
the thing
very
I love
vague.
Is, like, the doctor's holding a plate of sushi, a little container, and then it's gone. Where the hell the sushi container? I don't know.
So they released a clip, but they haven't released a trailer yet, which I think is interesting.
They've been doing a lot of clips of stuff.
Yeah, lately. So, and it's the 26th today. So Christmas is a month from yesterday. And we still have no trailer, so my guess is when the finale of Class airs, they'll probably put the Christmas trailer at the end of that episode, is what I'm guessing. Probably. Which I believe is next week.
Hmm.
Or tonight. I don't know. I haven't been watching Class.
Neither have I.
So.
Because our school no longer has BBC. Fun fact. Or anything. I can't follow up on really anything. It kind of sucks.
I'll give you my Comcast password.
Huzzah!
All right.
I mean, no, we're going to be... I'll get my own. Give me the password.
I'll give it to you.
Sweet. Cool. Yay! All right.
Yay! So that's our little piece of Doctor Who news. They've been slowly releasing writers. One of the classic writers from classic Doctor Who is coming back and writing an episode, and she's a female!
What? She's a female. No kidding.
So we have two female writers so far for Series 10. Woo!
Woo!
Better than the zero we normally get.
Woo!
Last season there was two.
There's two.
So, go ladies.
Go ladies.
So, there's only about half the episodes have been... We only know about half of them.
Ah, okay.
So there's still a lot of episodes we are uncertain of, and there's supposed to be some really surprising people.
Yes.
So,
yes.
That'll be interesting when that news slowly gets released.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
We have any other Doctor Who news?
No.
I think the big thing is Christmas special. We're looking forward to it, but who knows?
Who knows? Who knows?
This one could be interesting. Interesting, I think is the word.
Mm-hmm. Interesante. Oh, also Rogue One comes out in a week.
Oh.
Rogue One. I want to go see that.
Okay.
So. Yeah, Star Wars.
Moana just came out. I'm going to go see that later tonight.
I'm not going to go see that movie.
You're not? Why? No. I'll give you my review.
Yeah, give me a review first. I don't know. Okay. Since Frozen,
really,
I've been kind of disappointed.
Really?
Disney's been frustrating me. That's why I'm like, I want to go see Rogue One, but at the same time, I'm like, they're going to drive Star Wars into the ground.
Yeah. Just drive it. I'm probably not going to see Rogue One.
I don't know. I totally am going to see it.
I'll see Episode 8 when that comes out.
Oh, I'm looking forward to Episode
8. Episode 8's going to be good.
Mm, they left on a good, part.
Good cliffhanger there at the end of Episode 7.
Except for that thing.
that one thing that we're not going to talk about because it hurts.
It hurts too much. It hurts.
It hurts.
Like someone stabbed me through with a lightsaber.
And then you fell down.
A giant cavern and then was blown up by a freaking...
But yet I'm still holding on hope.
Still holding on. Still going to hold on. All right.
Anyway, all right.
Let's move on to our main topic. Our main topic is... Harry Potter!
So we both saw Fantastic Beasts.
Yes, I saw it the day after it came out.
Okay, I saw it on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple days after it came out.
Yes, yes.
What's our review? What's our...
Our non-spoiler review. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was super cool. A lot of people are kind of like, oh my god, they're gonna like drive, you know, Harry Potter to the ground too. I think it's cool.
My favorite part was that it was a period piece. Yeah. I loved the outfits and the costumes and the music.
The music was
beautiful.
Great. Yeah, the effects were great.
Yeah. It was just visually stunning.
It was visually beautiful.
Yeah.
I loved it. I thought it was cool how there's a lot of things that, from, obviously, the original Harry Potter series that they kind of like, oh, I recognize the name.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I know that.
Yeah.
And it was so cool to just see that kind
of
stuff.
That little Dumbledore,
call
out. Like, I appreciated that. That was cute.
And it was interesting because it expands the universe.
Yes.
Because the world building in the original Harry Potter books were phenomenal. It's the reason why I loved them so much. The world was so detailed and, like in my head, I could totally see a map of what everything is. So this just broadens the map. And it's cool to kind of see how, you know, like, oh, how American magic would work. And I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, that's totally true. Hardcore paranoia. That's just America to the T. Like, that is
one of the coolest parts I thought about, something that I thought was really interesting, was how it kind of reflected, like, race relations at the time, where they said, like, non-wizards can't marry wizards.
Yeah.
And they're in the, the character of Newt was like, oh, that's so backwards. You Americans are so, like, so behind, so backwards.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, like, that's...
And their president, the president was an African-American female, which was amazing. So, she was like, yeah, race didn't matter. It was just whether or not you were magical or not, which was
amazing. Really interesting.
I thought, oh my god, why is his name escaping me right now? Eddie Redmayne was incredible.
So good.
I loved him in The Danish Girl. I loved him in Theory of Everything.
I love him
in
everything.
And I was just like, oh, this is going to be great. And he did such a good job. Like, being super awkward and nervous.
He was so perfect in that role.
He was great. He was great. So, as I said, okay, yeah, that's our non-spoilery thing. Right now, on Caitlin's computer, right next to my computer, we have the Sorting Hat. So we're going to do this
together.
We're going to read through everything. We're going to see what she wants. But before you take it, we're just going to go over, for those who don't know, there are four houses in Hogwarts. It's Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, Hufflepuff. Each of them basically kind of represent who that person is overall. Yes. Fun fact, Pottermore, everyone's now considering it to be the true test, because it was made by J.K. Rowling. So when I was a little kid, I was obsessed with Harry Potter. And I'd go on, like scholastic.com, and I'd take all the quizzes, and I'd read all the fun things about the books, and I would find these online quizzes, and I'd take all the quizzes, and I always got Ravenclaw. So I have all this Ravenclaw stuff. I think I have a whole bunch of Ravenclaw stuff in my closet. I just gotta look for it. So my whole life, I'm like, I'm a Ravenclaw. So when Pottermore came out, I'm like, oh, this is it. Okay, I took the test. I'm a Gryffindor. So part of me was like, my life's a lie. But, like, I've thought about it. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to poo-poo this. I'm gonna grab it by the horns. I'm a Gryffindor. And I'm looking back, okay, that kind of makes a lot more sense when I think about it.
Yeah.
And it's true. And then when the new updated version, because it was the beta, all of that was beta, I took it again, and I got Gryffindor again. So I am no longer, you know, resenting it. I'm a Gryffindor. And fun fact, I always used to say, like, I didn't like saying I was one, because when people would say, oh, what house do you say Gryffindor? They'd be like, oh, you're just saying that because that's what Harry, Ron, and Hermione were. And it's like, that's not true. I took the test, I swear. So before we take the test, Caitlin, what house do you think you're going to be?
I kind of have a feeling it's going to be Hufflepuff, but I honestly...
But Hufflepuffs are loyal.
That's why I think I'm going to be Hufflepuff. Honestly, that's why. Because I'm not cunning, and I'm not, like, witty, so I feel like I'm going to be Hufflepuff, but then again, I don't know. Yeah. I really don't know.
My roommate got Hufflepuff, and she at first was devastated, but now she's like, I'm a Hufflepuff, damn it.
Yeah. I don't know. I have a feeling, I'm leaning towards Hufflepuff, but people always ask me, they're like, what house do you think you're in? I was like, I don't know. I really don't know.
I think ever since...
I feel like I could fall in a lot of different ones.
Yeah. I think ever since a Harry Potter musical, Hufflepuff has been given kind of a bad name.
Yeah.
Because they just made him seem, like, stupid, like, oh, they're good at finding things. Find! And that's what people kind of assume Hufflepuffs to be. But
let's begin.
So let me read what it says first. It said, answer truthfully. So here we go.
Moon or stars? I'm going to go with stars.
Stars are cool.
Okay. A troll has gone berserk in the headmaster's study at Hogwarts. It's about to smash, crush, and tear several irreplaceable items and treasures. In which order would you rescue these items from the troll's club if you could? Okay, there's a couple of different options.
It's a whole bunch.
Okay, first, a nearly perfect cure for dragon pox.
Ooh.
Then student records going back 1,000 years. Finally, a mysterious handwritten book full of strange runes. Okay. First, student records going back 1,000 years. Okay, it's the order. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, okay, so it's student records, mysterious handwritten book, or nearly perfect cure for dragon pox.
Oh my gosh, this is hard.
I know. Or, okay, mysterious handwritten book, nearly perfect cure, and then student records. Oh, Lord, there's so many of these.
They're all similar.
So they're all pretty similar. Okay, so let's just talk about the three. So there's the dragon pox cure, the handwritten book full of runes, and then student records going back 1,000 years. Which do you think you would do? I think they're all the different combinations of them. Tell me what you think you'd do.
I think I'd do the perfect cure for dragon pox first.
Uh-huh.
And then... Whew.
It's nearly perfect.
Nearly perfect. So I think I would pick that first, because that could help a lot of people. And then I think I would do... the records, and then the mysterious book.
I think that's the first one.
Is that the first one?
I think that was the first one. Dude, if I was right... No, you'd go down again. I'll take it at the top.
Oh.
Dude, was I right? Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay, we're, so I'm gonna select Cure.
Cure, student records, mysterious book. Okay, slide. Okay, ooh. Given the choice, would you rather invent a potion that would guarantee you love, glory,
ooh,
wisdom, or power? Ooh, I think I'm gonna go wisdom.
Wisdom's a good one.
Because I feel like that's the one I would want, like, you know, you want to know things.
You're like Athena.
Okay.
All right.
What are you most looking forward to learning at Hogwarts? Apparition and disapparition, being able to materialize and dematerialize at will. That's cool. Transfiguration, turning one object into another object. These are all cool. Flying a broomstick. That's chill. Hexes and jinx. All about magical creatures, how to befriend and care for them. Secrets about the castle. Every area of magic I can. This one's hard, because I want to do all these things.
When I was in elementary school, I pretty much took my list of classes I had, and I'd be like, okay, well, what would this be in Hogwarts?
Yeah.
So I'd be like, oh yeah, I don't have science.
See, I love to explore, which makes me feel, I love buildings, and exploring buildings just makes me think, like, secrets about the castle.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Would probably be, I'm a bit of a snoop, so I feel like that would be me.
Ooh, I love this question.
If you were attending Hogwarts, what pets would you choose to take with you? A tabby cat? Probably that one. I'm a cat person. Ooh. Siamese. Oh, there's lots of cats. A Siamese cat. A ginger cat. Oh, probably that one. Oh, black cat. Oh, but my Buster is black.
Yeah, my kitty is black. Oh,
white cat. Tawny owl. Screech owl. Brown owl. Snowy owl. Barn owl.
Common toad.
Nutter jack toad. Dragon toad.
Harlequin toad. I'd pick that one.
Three-toed tree toad. Okay, I think I'm going to go with a black cat.
Black cat. I take your Buster with
me. Yeah, I'm going to take Buster with me.
I would take my kitty.
He's my baby.
Ooh.
What kind of instrument most pleases your ear? The violin, the trumpet, the piano, the drum. I'm going to go with the piano. Oh, the
piano's gorgeous.
Okay, I'm going to go with piano. Okay, ooh, here's another long one. One of your housemates has cheated in a Hogwarts exam by using a self-spelling quill. Now he has come top of the class in charms, beating you into second place. Professor Flitwick is suspicious of what happened. He draws you to one side after his lesson and asks you whether or not the classmate used a forbidden quill. What would you do? Lie and say you don't know, but hope that someone else tells Professor Flitwick the truth. Tell Professor Flitwick that he ought to ask your classmates and resolve to tell your classmate. If he doesn't tell the truth, you will. Tell Professor Flitwick the truth. If your classmate is prepared to win by cheating, he deserves to be found out. Also, you're both in the same house. Any points he loses will be regained by you for coming first in his place.
Or
you would not wait to be asked to tell Professor Flitwick the truth. If you knew somebody was using forbidden quill, you would tell the teacher before the exam started. I would totally do this one.
Which one?
Tell Professor the truth. If your classmate's prepared to win by cheating, he deserves to be found out.
Ooh, go for it. No, hey, that makes sense. That totally makes sense.
I'm, like, bad under pressure, so if a teacher were to come up to me and be like, did this person cheat? I would be like, yeah, I did.
I'm sorry.
Ooh. Left or right? I'm gonna do right.
Why?
Right-handed.
Oh!
I got Gryffindor.
We're in the same house. Oh my god, so Caitlin is a Gryffindor.
Oh, I'm surprised,
that's
actually.
That's amazing.
I'm very surprised.
You're surprised. Why are you surprised?
I don't know.
You're brave.
Yeah, I guess.
Learn more about your house.
Should we learn more about it?
Yeah, let's discover more about our house. Or, like, actually, no, you need to discover more about the house because I already know all about it.
Okay. Oh, should we read this?
Yeah, read it. Go on.
You probably know that some of Gryffindor's most renowned members include Albus Dumbledore and Harry Potter, but did you know that the Sword of Gryffindor was made 1,000 years ago by goblins, or the head house Minerva McGonagall's hobbies include collecting articles in Transfiguration today and supporting the, I don't know how to pronounce that, Montrose Magpies?
Yep.
Here you can discover more about your beloved house through the writing of J.K. Rowling articles by Pottermore and all the latest Gryffindor news.
Ooh, to download the wallpaper. That's awesome. Oh, Well, welcome. Oh, you got a
welcome
letter from, oh my god, from should your I prefect.
Should I find my Ivermore knee house?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, let's do that.
So I'm House Thunderbird.
Thunderbird. Is there a correlation, you think? Is it like the same? Yeah,
I think, I'm pretty sure.
So that'll be interesting to see if I get the same one as you. Okay, we're gonna do the Ivermore knee quiz now. Okay, what is your preference? Plot? Explore?
The plot or the or exploration? Plot or explore?
I don't know.
You said you like to explore things.
I like to explore a world to explore. My greatest weakness is nobody's business but mine. What makes me me? The source of my greatest strength. Something I must change.
That's
oh my gosh, this is hard.
I know.
I'm gonna say what makes me me.
It's your biggest weakness.
What would you least like to find?
Where
would you least like to find yourself? In prisons alone in a silent dungeon? That would suck.
Because you're a very vocal person.
Yeah. Locked in a crowded cage, standing room only. That would make me anxious too. In the dock in court, accused of a crime you did not commit. Oh, that
would suck.
That would suck. These all on the deck of a ship as a tidal wave comes over the horizon.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Trapped in an attic as the house burns below you. These are all horrible!
See, the American house is full of dicks.
Oh my god! On a rope bridge fraying over... These are, like, all nightmares I've had. Like, I swear.
Wow.
On a rope bridge fraying over a canyon. Lost in a forest at night. Eyes staring at you through the dark. Okay, I'm gonna go to one of these first ones, because I feel like...
Which one was it?
I feel like it's gonna be imprisoned alone in a silent dungeon. All right. Like, honestly, that would be horrible. Think of a question you would most like answered by a person or an all-knowing being or device. Which of the following most closely resembles the answer you'd like to hear?
Okay, so you ask a question and they reply with, without a doubt.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Never.
Ooh.
Very soon. It is possible. It is impossible. Yes. Oh my gosh. I will show you everything. Only if you agree. If you come with me. Oh, that's creepy. No, I didn't. You are. Oh, yes, you may. Only once. If you want to. Forever. Not for many years.
This house is like... So this school's very, very...
Oh my goodness. I'm gonna do very soon.
I will not ask the question.
That gives it some agency.
Yeah.
You know, like... Okay.
I guess.
I don't know.
What would you exchange for your heart's desire? Anything.
Well, if it's Hamilton tickets, I would literally give the blood of my firstborn.
Is that your heart's desire?
Yes. That of which I can afford to lose. Ooh. Blood, sweat, and tears. What it is worth. Ooh, I'm gonna do what it is worth. I often think, why did I do that?
I think that's the
same. Why can't I do that? Yeah. I wish I had done that. I'm gonna say, why did I do that? Oh, I wonder whether if I should. No, it's gonna be, why did I do that? Whose judgments do you most fear? Nobody. That's a lie. I fear everyone's.
I fear everything.
My own.
Ooh.
My friends. Yeah. Probably my family. My family.
Yeah, there it is.
The world.
Ooh.
Ooh.
History.
Oh.
Oh, that
oh.
is.
Oh,
that's deep.
History that's so has deep. Its eyes on you. Little Hamilton for you. Okay, I'm gonna say my family. You can rescue a baby or only a bottle of potion that could save 1,000 lives. What did you save? We had to do this in my political science class.
Oh my god.
The baby, the bottle might save 1,000 lives. I would totally choose 1,000 lives. What are you talking about? The bottle, the chance of size of 1,000 lives is too important to me. Okay, what's this?
I've never heard of it so far.
Okay, let's... Puck, how do you pronounce it?
I have
it?
No idea, because I never got this one before. All right, let's look up more about it.
P-U-K-W-U-D-G-I-E.
There you go.
Puckwudgie? I can't pronounce it. Named by James Stewart after the fiercely independent magical creature, the Puckwudgie. Puckwudgie House is sometimes considered...
Oh.
To represent the heart of witch or wizard, it is also said that Pukwudgie favors healers.
Oh, okay. There
you go. That's nice.
Cool.
That actually makes sense. It's kind of cool.
That's really awesome. Do you want to pick your wand? And then we'll be good?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it. Okay. Totally proves how little we know about the American side.
Nothing is what we know.
We are Americans, which, that's sad. Okay. To your profile.
I thought it was, oh, maybe not.
No, scrolly. Oh, you can get your Patronus. I don't know, before you get Patronus,
we gotta do my wand.
Oh my gosh. It is very important you answer the following questions honestly. First of all, would you describe yourself as average height? Keep going.
Short.
Tall.
I'm actually slightly taller than average height, so I'm going to say tall.
You're very tall. And your eyes.
Nope.
What color are your
They're
eyes?
They're blue. On? Was the day of which you were born an even number? No. It's an odd number. I was born on the 1st. Do you pride yourself on your kindness? Optimism?
You're optimistic. I'm the pessimist.
Right? We have a whole episode about that. But action can be very positive. Actually, I'm probably more optimistic than I am pessimistic. Yeah. I joke that I'm pessimistic.
Determination.
Resilience. Imagination. Intelligence. Originality. I'm going to say kindness, I think.
You're very kind.
Traveling alone down a deserted road, you reach a crossroads. Do you continue left towards the sea, ahead towards the forest, or right towards the castle? Duh. Do you most fear fire, darkness, isolation?
Ooh, gosh.
Small spaces, heights. I'm gonna go isolation. That's probably my guess.
Darkness is the opposite of my fear. I love sitting in the dark.
Yeah. In a chest of magical artifacts, which would you choose?
Ooh.
Ornate mirror, dusty bottle, golden key, silver dagger, bound scroll, glittering jewel, black glove. I feel like it would be, I think the golden key.
The key?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh. Hawthorn wood with a unicorn hair core?
Yeah.
Yes!
Mine's a phoenix feather.
This is like totally who I am.
13 3/4 inches. Quite bendy. That's very nice.
I love it! Oh my gosh, this is like it.
Now there's one last thing you gotta do. Now that you have your wand, you gotta find out your Patronus is. My Patronus is a horse. One of my friends is a pheasant. It's hysterical.
Okay, I'm really excited now. Okay, let's decide.
Like, this is the coolest one because it looks the coolest as you're traveling through, like, a forest. You're gonna love it.
Hold on. Why isn't it loading?
Click on the right button.
Okay.
this is awesome. I recommend for anyone who has not done this to go do this.
Especially if you know not a lot about Harry Potter, like me.
Yeah. It's like music and stuff.
Telling me it's better with headphones, but we're not gonna listen to that.
Ooh, it is so cool. Look at it when you move your mouse.
Oh! The Patronus is a kind of positive force, a projection of the very things that the Dementor feeds upon. Hope, happiness, and a desire to survive.
Are you Miss Lupin?
That's cool.
Alright. Here we go.
Okay.
Discover your Patronus.
Begin. Why is this one fancier than all the others?
It's new. It's the newer one.
Relax. Think of your happiest memory. Okay. Woo.
So basically, you gotta click on whatever one you think of. Like, which one? Here, you'll figure it out.
Oh.
Sun, wind, rain.
Oh, sun.
Oh, wrong. Rain is better.
No, I don't like the rain.
And we're traveling.
Rough or smooth? Smooth.
So, for those who haven't done this, basically, it's like a 3D forest, and as you click, you move through the forest to the
next
thing.
It's really cool.
It's like word association. They'll show multiple words, you pick which one.
Play, prowl, or preen? I'm going to play.
Yeah, you pick which one you associate with the most. And you move through the forest, There's supposed to be music with this, so we turn it off.
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting close,
So close! Ah!
Oh, move through the forest. Forest of your mind.
Mind forest? forever, sometimes. Oh my god. Sometimes. They ask, like, the deepest questions. These are so deep, but they're very introspective. They're
very introspective.
It's astonishing, you've almost done it.
It's astonishing. This is, that's remarkable.
That sounds like when you get your Pokemon, like.
Black, white, gray.
Gray. Just because I don't like it when characters are black and white, I like it when they're morally gray.
Oh my god. You must answer quickly. Think of your happiest thought and try again. You didn't do it fast enough. Ah!
I have to do it again?
Oh, watch, listen, touch.
Listen.
That's what my name means. Samantha means to listen.
So listen. Oh, that's lovely.
Claire means clearly. Fun fact.
Listen clearly is literally your name?
Yeah.
That's funny.
My last name is even funnier, but I'm not getting into that.
Click, drag, and release.
Click, drag, release. Oh, here we go, here we go. What are you gonna get? Your Patronus.
It's not. It's a basset hound!
Sorry. Oh my god, I used to have a basset hound.
Oh my god. I love it.
Oh, his name's Benson.
Oh that my gosh, that's so bad.
Sorry, we like overblew this.
Oh, we're gonna have to adjust the volume on that part.
Oh my god, it's a basset
hound. So my Patronus is a basset hound, for those who didn't hear it.
Oh, this is amazing.
That's so exciting.
So, Caitlin is a Gryffindor with a... Oh, what was your wand?
My wand is a Hawthorn Wood with unicorn hair core, 13 and 3/4 inch, and quite bendy and flexible.
And you have a Patronus of a basset hound.
I love it.
You know, officially a Harry Potter student, which means that you now need to read the books and get caught up on the history of your school.
I know.
Anyway.
That'll be my winter break. I don't have time right now.
Ooh, that was beautiful. That was so much fun.
That was fun.
Now let's go into our favorite things.
Favorite things! These are a few of my favorite things.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's just do one each.
Yeah, we can do. I have a couple.
You have a couple? Okay, then you go ahead and start.
Okay, first I'm gonna... I don't think I recommended this yet. Leslie Odom Jr., who played Aaron Burr in Hamilton, has a Christmas album, and it's really good. I can't even remember what it's called. I think it's called, like, Simply Christmas or something. You can just look it up. Leslie Odom Jr. It's really good. It's very jazzy.
Jazzy?
It's very jazzy. So jazzy. And it's really nice. It's really good. He has, like, such a silky, smooth, velvety voice. And, ugh. So I've been listening to that a lot recently. It's beautiful. Highly recommend. I was gonna recommend something else, but I forgot. Sam, your recommendation?
Welcome to Nightville.
Oh, jeez.
I'm kicking myself because I'm late to this boat.
So late.
It's a podcast called Welcome to Nightville. It's available on iTunes. Go listen to it. Just listen to it. It's perfection. I wish that there's a town in the U.S. called Nightville, and I'd totally go visit, even though I might get killed by everything in the town. For those who don't know, it's basically like a radio show about this town. It's being told, like, the story's being told from the guy who's the head of the radio station. So he just kind of does, like, a nightly, oh, hello, Nightville, let me tell you what's going on today. Like, an airplane appeared inside of a, like, I just random stuff will happen. One of the episodes...
You're ruining the thing on
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Whoops. sorry. Caitlin got me a coffee mug and the thing Sam's is like...
I'm ruining it.
What am I? I just ran my hand
because
across
because you put nail polish remover, I think. It's not, like, sealed in.
I didn't put nail polish remover on it.
Oh, well, you had nail polish remover in your hand.
Oh, jeez Louise. Okay, anyway. Okay. Great, great podcast. You should go listen to it. A lot of ridiculous stuff happens. It's basically like the Twilight Zone meets The Sims. Mm. And they just left it running for years. It's the best.
Cool. Yeah, I have a podcast. I was just talking to Sam about this. Anna Faris, who's an actress married to Chris Pratt. She's a podcast called Unqualified. It's really good. And she interviews, she'll have, like, celebrity guests come on. And she'll interview them. Like, Chris Hardwick was just on, like, last week.
I love Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, I do. He was on last week, and basically, usually the episodes are, like, two parts, and they release them weekly, and they will interview their celebrity guests, and then the second part, they give advice to listeners, and they call them, and they give them advice, and sometimes their career advice, but usually their, like, relationship or friendship advice. And they're really interesting, and they can get really sassy, and they give really good advice. They say they're unqualified, because they're saying, like, we're unqualified to give people advice, but we're going to do it anyway. But really, they give really good advice. I've actually learned a lot on the podcast, so I highly recommend that. If you're looking for something hilarious and for some good life advice.
I don't really have anything else other than that.
I'm watching Gilmore Girls: A Year in the Life.
Oh, no.
I have one episode left.
Oh my god. Oh my god. That's insane.
I'll be done with that by our next podcast episode, and I'll give a few for you by then, but right now it's really good, and the summer episode is so sad at the end, and it made me feel sad. I'm feeling a lot of emotions about it, but I'll give a full review on our next episode.
Okay.
It's really good, though. Okay. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah. You should follow us on social media. On Facebook, at The Morons Who Try to Talk Good. On Instagram, at Morons Podcast. On Twitter, at Morons Podcast. And on Twitch, at Morons Who Try to Play Good.
Our Twitch stream was kind of a fail a couple weeks ago.
But I got it down.
We got it now?
I got it down. We're good.
Yeah.
We're good. Ashley Sue might be able to take those episodes and put them on YouTube. Ooh. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. We'll probably play again. We'll do Twitch streams over, like, winter break when we're all here,
yeah, right now, right when we finish this, we're going to try out the new...
We're going to try the beta.
We're going to try the beta for
of a new Don't Starve update. So, that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. But apart from that, hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I hope everyone had a good time with their family, or if not, had some interesting stories.
Mm-hmm.
I got some, for sure.
I got some, too.
All right, well, you'll hear us next week, hopefully, or if not, the week after.
Or the week after.
Hopefully. Have a good week, and thanks for listening. Follow us on all the social media. My name is Caitlin, California.
And I'm Sam in California.
Yeah, and yeah. This is The Morons Who Try to Talk Good. Bye.